Welcome to the Christmas Crunch Podcast. It's only 49 days until Christmas Day. Have you procrastinated in getting your Christmas plans together? Well, you're not alone, and I want to help. Hey everyone, I'm Chris Ann Blair, Christmas coach and founder of ChristmasOrganizing.com, and I'm guiding you through 24 days of creating a Christmas plan so you can calm the Christmas chaos for 2019. Today is day 6 of the Christmas Crunch, and our topic for today is Christmas gift list. Gift giving can be a frustrating process if you do not keep a complete list of all the people you would like to give gifts to during the Christmas season. Recording and tracking your gift giving needs during the Christmas season can seem overwhelming and make your holiday spirit hard to find, just like a parking place at the mall on Christmas Eve. I want to explore 3 different areas of gift lists. The first area is your gift list. It is important for you to make a list and keep it in your notebook of things that you want to get for Christmas. By keeping a personal list, when others ask you what you would like for Christmas, you can give them ideas. Also consider using an Amazon wish list for things you can find on Amazon. I add to mine all year long, and it sure has been a great asset the past couple of years. The next area is making a master gift list. On this list, I want you to write down everyone you want to give a gift to this year, if money and time were not an issue. While you're making your list, classify each person on your list. It's important when working on selecting and buying gifts to keep your gifting priorities in order. There is nothing as frustrating as thinking you have completed your gift-giving task, only to discover that while you purchased and wrapped a gift for your mailman, you forgot to give your mother-in-law a gift. There's an easy solution to this. By classifying each person on your gift list under the classification column. The classification system works like this. A, must give a gift. B, want to give a gift. C, will give a gift if possible. Now, if you want to create a different type, maybe with more classifications, color-coded, etc., please do. This is your Christmas notebook, and it needs to be tweaked to fit your needs. My system is only a suggestion based on how I do this task. The next step is to take your master list and separate it into gifting groups based on recipients using a separate sheet for each group. Gifting groups are sheets which contain recipients who are related to each other in some way. Examples would include workplace gifts, gifts for Sunday school members, gifts for your club friends, gifts for your close friends, etc. Using your master gift list, begin filling in sheets based on each person's assigned group. As you transfer names, write down any gift ideas you may have for that person. Depending on when you're completing this task, you may have already selected, purchased, and wrapped a gift for some people, so go ahead and mark that also. Once you've completed your pages initially, place them into your Christmas organizing notebook for easy access as you continue to work on your Christmas gift lists. After the Christmas season, you can add these pages to a reference file, allowing you to recall what you gave each person each year so your sister doesn't end up with the same gift 2 years in a row. Be sure to check out the Christmas Crunch page on ChristmasOrganizing.com for the day-by-day topic list and for information on joining the Candy Cane Club via Patreon to get full access to all the materials in the Christmas Crunch, including over 100 forms to use in your Christmas notebook. Membership starts for as little as $1 a month and includes early releases of books, materials, podcasts, and more. Tomorrow's topic for the Christmas Crunch is Christmas shopping. Some of us love to shop, others avoid it. Some shop online, others get a rush from the hustle and bustle of shopping in person, and I will be sharing tips on different aspects of shopping at Christmas. Thank you for joining me today, and don't forget to join our newsletter email list and like us on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. You can find all the links at ChristmasOrganizing.com. Merry Christmas, everyone.